Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
Carly Rae Jepsen, everybody. Carly frickin' Rae frickin' Jepsen. Spring Break 2011, everyone.
Don't act like you don't like this song.
Who's acting that way?
He loves it.
So
I like it, too.
Yeah, catch so
it.
Do I.
That's good stuff. All right.
I saw one of my all-time favorites on the Today Show today, Sheryl Crow.
Oh, yeah. I love Sheryl.
She's great.
I went to a concert that she had down at Mizzou Arena. She's awesome.
Yeah.
She's really good. All right. The unfrozen caveman stepdad said, I guess when you're crushing gas station sandwiches and smoking Winston's, you are doing that for the Stars and Stripes.
Let me tell you
something.
Yeah. Let me tell you something right now. I bleed red, white, and blue. Literally. I bleed red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have
the white cell. Counts are way too high.
That's actually a medical issue. It has nothing to do with his patriotism.
Right. Exactly.
Let me tell you something right now. Millennials, you're lucky. Seriously, you're lucky we let you remain in this country.
John, the unfrozen caveman stepdad, you were talking about people should get on your level, your seven-figure level. He says, yes, your seven-figure BMI, body mass index.
See? Now, there's a guy that I can appreciate.
Okay. Well, you didn't appreciate his last five or six texts.
Well, no, because he probably brought his game up.
Mm. Here's somebody
witty.
Here's somebody with a new game. The 304.
With an H.
I took Hadley's advice and I looked in the mirror. Stop it.
What happened?
He says, I took Hadley's advice and I looked in the mirror, but when I'm not happy with it, I still thank God that I look better than Hadley, who would actually need more than one mirror.
See, once again, you're a stupid millennial.
Come on,
that who doesn't understand that you, if you came over here, you were nice to me, I'm the perfect wingman. I'm the perfect wingman because no matter what you look like, I make you look better.
So
instead of utilizing my skills, you moron, you downplay them.
Ah. And if you have to thin the herd like you do when you need a wingman who is verbal, has a little game, you know he's not going to be successful, but he can take the protectors of the herd away so that the lead guy can go in for the kill.
Boom.
John is never
nothing more, nothing less.
Right.
John has never thinned anything, I can assure you. Sean in Wentzville says, Hadley, you are on record as having had $9 in your account. What seven figures are you talking about?
$9.76.
That's right, you did. Cam Jansen quoted that, actually.
It was very true.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't feel weird about that.
Oh, where to go, Hadley.
You have just been officially welcomed to 590.
Yeah, exactly.
Until your phone goes off during a show.
In fact, rock.
You're a part of management now, I think.
No, it was mine.
Oh, no.
The 830 recreator, seven figures, and you still live in the SAT capital of the world. Who is more pathetic here?
Well, I do that by choice. I could live anywhere I want. I choose to be here because I feel compelled, having been born and raised here, to stay here and fight the millennial infest that has ruined this country, to try and show them the way, to try and show them a path to righteousness, to try and right the wrong that their parents did by making them such pathetic. What?
Why'd you say that? Hipster Tower Grove South said, I'd love to have Hadley as a wingman, but I'm afraid the plane wouldn't be able to maintain altitude.
Who was that?
The Hipster Tower Grove South.
See, now that's strong.
Hockey Bob. Remember when Hockey Bob told us...
Was quiet?
Yesterday. No. He told us yesterday he doesn't walk around telling you how much money he makes and how... Okay, so here's...
No, he doesn't live his life. He doesn't care about money.
Okay, so this text... definitely agrees with that. He says, I'm worth almost $2 million, and I still work seven side jobs. Take that, millennials.
Boom. See?
John.
Bob knows what he's talking about.
Now, how'd you get that $2
million? Doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
Oh, it matters.
To some.
Ask the federal government.
Right.
Evanati's got a lot of money for this moment right here that he recently stole from Stormy Daniels, allegedly. So anyway, there you go, boys and girls. 855-282-8255. We put together that blues special, and we have gone through our official...
We are still putting together the blues special.
Yes, we are putting together the blues special that will officially go on the air 2 through 4 tomorrow for the first time, and we'll play many times this weekend for you guys to hear. We, within there, have our official predictions for the Stanley Cup Finals.
And that special will be brought to you by Gold's Gym, Lakeside Roofing, and Lime Concrete Block. Others to follow online as we have an incredible response, and we certainly think Lime Concrete and Block, and welcome them to the hockey special. Lakeside Roofing and Gold's Gym have always been great sponsors who we truly appreciate. And I'm both very excited for the sponsorships and the content. Some really insightful stuff from Hannah Yates, sort of behind-the-scenes thing with the Blues. Andy Strickland does a terrific job of breaking it down. Chris Kerber with his thoughts. Cam Jansen with some good stuff. Andy Strickland speaks to Darren Payne, or will speak with Darren Payne. We have some great memories, some just all kinds of good stuff, except for the fact that TJ and I are on it.
Well, see, I was saying I would have been way more thoughtful, and I would have a lot more knowledge to share. But John, who is the person teaching me hockey, actually has a speech impediment, and it's very difficult to learn.
Once again, all you have to do is follow. Do you know how much it takes out of me every day, Bob, to have to fight millennials? It just saps me.
Well, that's weird. You coach millennials, and you're just fine with it.
No,
everything's
I'm good.
Okay.
He does not coach millennials. They're younger. They're not millennials.
What are they?
No, you're not coaching 20-year-olds.
No.
No. Rock, that's, what are the 20 what are the kids is not the cutoff
today.
Gen Z.
Yeah, I've heard there's a couple different names out there.
It's Gen Z.
Okay.
The millennials are Y. So anyway, you have a son who's a millennial, yeah?
Not everything has to be in.
He's 20,
TJ.
I think that's close. Isn't it something like 20 to 37 or something like that?
20-year-old would be
20's in it.
Look at our
ends of 96, I think.
Don't guess. I can guess. Stop guessing. Nobody wants to hear you guess.
96.
I think it's 82 to 96.
Oh, yeah. So he's not.
By the way, he's going to look up a website, and I can look up a different one to tell you different years. There's like a 5 to 7 year range on either side that people will tell you where the generation started.
Yeah, this one says 81 to 96. Like I said, I thought it was 82 to 96.
But all I know is my generation's unbeaten. We ain't lost a war.
Vietnam.
Excuse you.
Not so fast.
What?
There was a police action.
That was the generation before me.
Well, that's weird because you guys were the one fighting the war.
What is
that was
in
Korea.
Stripes? What does Bill Murray say? We're 10-1-1. Is that the line?
Yeah, I think it's one of those. 10-1-1.
Hey,
and my daughter has a shirt that says.
Back-to-back World War champs?
Yeah, back-to-back World War champs. I love that.
I just ordered a hat with that on it.
Back-to-back World War
champs. Yeah, it's got American flag, back-to-back World War champs.
I haven't seen that. That's awesome. I want one.
It is awesome. John, you need a hat back.
That's pretty good.
So, hey, some NFL change. We haven't talked to NFL at all, and for good reason, because when you are on this kind of hockey run, you don't talk
about it. Whoa. Before we get there, we've got to finish our baseball talk, which you so rudely got away from.
What? I rudely got away from the baseball talk.
We talked about Mike Schmilt.
Schmilt, too.
We've talked about a lot of things. We haven't talked about Mike Maddux. Why are we not talking about Mike Maddux? Because this pitching staff does not look real good and actually looks worse than last year.
Oh, definitely.
So when you have young pitchers regressing, I think it's only righteous that you also take a glance at the pitching coach who's brand
new. I
would
tell you it's more veterans regressing than young guys, and maybe all of the above.
I go with all the above.
Hicks is better. He's gotten the right amount of work. Hicks is better.
Don't listen to he's snoring. Just keep going.
I wondered. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
That was refreshing.
Okay.
But yes, I think you have to always be evaluating everybody.
Hicks better, Gant better, Hudson substantially worse, Flaherty worse, although bounced back a little bit, but definitely worse.
Flaherty right now, Waka, we knew going in, was a question mark. Could he? Might he? Flaherty to me is a bigger concern than Dakota Hudson. Flaherty at times looked like he owned that damn mound. Looked like he owned that game. Looked like you were going to be lucky to get the ball out of the infield.
I think he's having a little bit of a sophomore slump, and I think he's fine. Hudson needs some time.
He's not ready.
In the minor leagues.
Yeah.
One of the guys, a veteran, that really is concerning me is Michaelis.
Yeah.
Especially because he's, at the beginning, he was walking a ton of people, and you thought, and he's really gotten his dial his control, and he's got 10 walks in 10 games. That's exactly the pace he was on last year. At 31 starts, 31.
But he's getting hit hard.
He's getting crushed. So he's still locating.
Even the outs.
Yes. He's locating, and they're hitting it.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. Then, I mean, that was what it was last year. He could put the ball exactly where he wanted, and then you good luck, right? He wasn't going to walk you. He would get you on base.
So at what point in time do you look at him and say, Saranara?
Saranara?
I can't make jokes.
I don't get it.
Where did he play before he came here?
Korea.
No. Japan.
Close.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was close.
Unbelievable.
John, there's a picture of you on the text line. It says, my baby came out looking like this. I would have preferred the backside of the shovel.
Who's that?
That was the 314.
Oh, come on. For the love of God, put your name on there, Wing Chun.
Rob Dibble's butt tattoo put his name on. He said, I'm not sure blowing seven different. Anyway,
what?
Truck drivers at a truck stop counts as seven different side jobs, but whatever helps you sleep at night, Hockey Bob.
Oh, my God, Becky.
Yeah.
I don't know, Bob.
Again, more live spots to be held back for the next hour. That'll be fine. That's okay, we got time. That'll be fine.
So, I mean, you have no concerns about Maddox right now?
No. Not right now.
He's down the list. He's on the list.
Again, I think everybody has to be evaluated constantly. Is the message correct? Do you believe in the message? Is the message being communicated properly? And then work along. I think there are more individual issues than putting on coach and manager, even though we talked about Schilt at the beginning of the show. However, those guys are always the first to take the fall. That's just the way it works in sports. That's just the way it works.
Boy, this Goldschmidt loving has ended pretty quickly, too.
I'm not worried about him. He's kind of tracking along like he did last year. Ended up with great numbers. The guy that's tracking worse is Carp.
Commish did throw out with Frank Cusumano this morning, though, that he would like to see Goldschmidt kind of rattled out of that two spot because he feels like Schilt's just doing it because that's where he's always was in Arizona, but
of course,
clearly not
but
working.
He wasn't always there in Arizona.
Well,
that's
the last.
Go back and look. That's a misnomer. He was there frequently, but that wasn't his regular spot, as I've been saying for a while.
By the way, the alphabetical would put Goldschmidt in the five spot, I'm just saying.
Who would?
They said the alphabetical way of doing the lineup would put Goldschmidt in the five spot, I'm just saying.
For the time being, you flip him into Young. Anyway, next topic.
Yeah. You don't like that one?
No, I would. I'd flip him.
No, I know. You don't like the topic.
No, I mean, when I say next topic, it means I gave you the definitive answer. There's no,
no
need
for discussion.
Remember
when Hockey Bob brought up how we should never just question people who know the sport? Bob Ramsey.
Next topic.
Well, baseball Bob said it was so. So here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
I like. No, he's right. You're 100% right. Could not agree more. Cardinals have many, many issues that are all being hidden right now by the Blues. And good luck 2 weeks from now, because it is going to be the entire city.
Well, and as I noted, going into that two-game set with Kansas City, the Cardinals are 3-10 in their last 13 games against teams over 500. 13 of the next 16 games are against teams over 500, including, I think, 6 with the Cubbies. By the time that this Stanley Cup is done, the Cardinals might be in a position that they're going to have to pull a miracle like the Blues just to get to the playoffs this year. Because the Cardinals are much closer to being last in this division than first.
They are.
I still believe, though, they have talent available to them to make a difference. So I'm not panicked. It's just that they're not. They've got to do some things. They got to go Jeff Fisher. Shoot, we'll fix it.
I don't know that I've ever seen a team that can so quickly alter from one end of the spectrum to the other, because they are
day to day.
Yeah, they are at times just an incredibly exciting team to watch. And then there are times that they are simply unwatchable. And it can happen within a series.
Mm-hmm. And it has. Yeah, no doubt about it.
It happened yesterday.
Yep.
Hey, Vic from the East Side says, Rock, could you please clip that TJ Ugly Baby comment off so when his gets here, we'll see if his opinion changes. I might have a cute kid. There are cute kids.
No. And no, when you have a child,
there's just
undoubtedly
5%.
Your opinion is going to be you have a cute kid.
I don't think
that's
so.
That's how these things work. Yeah. No, that's how biologically these things work, so you don't strangle the kid.
That's not true. They hand you, upon having a kid these days, they actually hand you videos that say it's against the law to shake your baby.
Just saying. Bob, there's a reason babies are cute.
I got in trouble with my wife, my first son, because they went to hand me the baby. I said, I ain't touching that thing till you wash them off.
Jesus.
I still to this day. Still to this day after listening to that from my wife. I wasn't going to touch that nasty-ass baby.
You hear about
it was
that
covered
smell.
In colors I'd never seen before.
You say that like you're shocked that you still hear about that.
Well,
and
he
she
doesn't.
Still is mad at me to this day.
Well, he moved out. He doesn't hear about it that often anymore. Truly.
You better squirt that baby down.
They actually hand you videos now. My buddy got it. He got these videos. They truly. It's against the law. You watch these videos. It's against the law to shake your baby. And he's like, people are nuts. People having kids these days must be crazy. He's like, three days later, I knew exactly why they gave me those videos. Shut up! It's 4 a.m.! That's the truth. So,
well, what's he getting up for? What's he have his wife around for, an ornament?
Good God!
We may not get any life spots in today. We just may not.
What is happening today?
Well, this is a make-good day.
Goodness. Hey, Splashback Deuce says the quicker
the
Cardinals.
We're not making any good in this show.
The quicker the Cardinals get to dead last, the better chance they'll get to the World Series, right, Blues?
I don't know if that lightning's going to strike again.
The talent's there the same way, though.
Right.
The offensive talent is there.
Absolutely. That's correct. That is correct.
In years past, we wouldn't have said this last year. We wouldn't have said it 2 years ago. With the addition of Goldschmidt and the pitchers that they have available, I think the talent is there the exact same way it was with the Blues.
You did the coach firing, but you did the coach firing last year.
Well, I didn't say that it was going to happen. I also led this show off with the question, is Mike Shildon over his head?
True.
By the way, you can fire coaches 2 years in a row. It's happened before.
Well, all I know is that Mike Shildon is making moves that people would have, on every radio station in the city, grilled Mike Matheny for.
The Cardinals can't fire Mike Shildon
this year.
The
last 2 weeks in particular.
Because they're the Cardinals. And before they had four managers in the last 40 years. They will not fire Mike Shildon this year.
Cardinals can
There's
do
no
they
way,
want.
No how.
The Cardinals can
right.
do whatever they want.
We're not asking you what the Cardinals are going to do. We're asking you what you think they should do. There's a big difference, which is once again, why you got to turn off your mic.
Silent Rock Thursday
Bob,
engaged.
Bob,
yes?
Just very simply and in one sentence, yeah. Mike Shildt at this point.
I think he's good.
TJ?
I think he will be good. I right now don't think he's particularly good. I think he's got a lot of exactly all the stuff we had issues with. As a first-time head coach, they should all be expected. And he's never had to ultimately manage people. I think he will be good. And I like the side that he's erring on first. It's easier to get tougher on guys than it is to get easier, in my opinion. Hey, toughen up. You know I care about you already, so listen up. We got things to do. And if you've already showed everybody you don't care about them and then try to say, come on in here, bud, that's
won't
hard.
Work.
It ain't going to happen.
Work. You're right.
So I like the avenue he's gone so long as he can go the other way.
Yep.
You not going to answer your own question, bro?
Lucas Jones, Q, Darren Atkins. Okay. Go to break, Rock.